This story happened a few years ago in Japan. I still think about her a lot. My name is James and I'm the dude in this story, 5 feet 8 inches tall, dark hair, I go to the gym every day so I'm fairly fit, and I've a fairly average six cock. I have fairly average looks, but going to the gym frequently does help me with the ladies who tend to get a little touchy. The girl is Lily. She's 5'90" pounds soaking wet. She has nice and perky B-cup tits. She's cute, attractive, and somehow playful and submissive at the same time. Your typical girl next door type. I was the team leader of a small overseas project of 8 people, and we were in Japan for a month trying to improve the lives of the locals. While we were there, all of us got pretty close, but Lily and I got extremely close. In the evening, we would spend time cuddling and playing games in the presence of the entire team. Now this would generally not be a problem, but we were both in 5-year relationships of our own. As a result, some of the team gave us weird stares, but we deflected all the questions away and just genuinely enjoyed each other's company. Oftentimes, we even stayed up past midnight just cuddling and chatting in the common area. One night, our conversation finally led to sex. Lily learned that my girlfriend at the time was not fulfilling my sexual urges as we only had sex once every 2 weeks and she would always force me to come outside despite using a condom. I learned that her then boyfriend suffered from premature ejaculation and lasted for less than a minute before coming, leaving her very unsatisfied, and so they stuck to hand stuff. As the conversation continued, I was getting hornier and hornier as there was no privacy to masturbate and I hadn't jerked off in at least 2 weeks. Thankfully, the atmosphere was getting electric and I knew that she was getting horny too. I took a chance. I pulled her out to sit on a bench under the stars, draping a blanket to protect us from the cold, and we just stared at each other for a long while. So, do you want to do it? I'm not asking you to have sex with me, and whatever happens in Japan, stays in Japan, right? I anxiously asked after the pregnant pause. James, this should be easier to say no to. Lily whined as she squirmed in my arms. Adorable. After another ridiculously long minute, she looked into my eyes and kissed me on the lips. Her lips were soft like velvet, and she started to trace her fingers up my legs and arms as she tried to hide her desire to touch my cock. Me? I was being way less subtle. I was groping her ass and tits desperately, like if I did that enough, if it would cure cancer. Everything about her was tiny and perky and perfect. We made out for what seemed like hours before we finally stopped. My cock was painfully hard and straining against my pants, and her panties were nice and moist from when I was rubbing her from the outside. Unfortunately, I was still a pussy then and didn't know how to close the deal, so that became our dirty secret. We met up every night to make out with each other after everyone else fell asleep, and for those of you who have never had affairs, smart choice BTW, even making out feels like an orgasm when it's forbidden. After the completion of the project, we went back home. Unfortunately, what happened in Japan did not stay in Japan. We foolishly thought that we could leave it all behind and go back to our lives. Unfortunately, I could no longer come when I was fucking my then girlfriend because she was a dead fish in bed, and also because I was thinking about Lily. On Lily's part, she was still very unsatisfied with her then boyfriend's sexual stamina and was very horny after their sessions. One day, she injured her eye, and so I went over to her place to visit her after work. When I reached, she was wearing a tight little tank top and booty shorts, which showed off her tiny but perky tits and ass. Good things come in small packages, they say. Boy, was I about to be proven right. At that point in time, though, I was still trying to be a gentleman and I was just trying to make sure that she was well taken care of because her boyfriend was overseas. I brought her food and made sure she took her medication and put her to bed, where I sat beside her and continued chatting with her, intending to leave when she was asleep. Unfortunately, this devilish little minx had other plans. She kept stroking my inner thigh as we were talking, and she would look at me and bite her lips as she stared at my now growing erection. There's this thing you should know: having your dick desperately wanted by another woman after being with only one woman for 5 years. It unleashes something in you. Something in me broke as she kept stroking my thigh, stopping just short of my cock. You know, you can just touch it if you want. I finally succumbed to temptation and unzipped my pants to unleash my raging erection, now at full mast. She looked at me with lust in her eyes as she greedily grabbed my cock and started stroking me. I moaned as I finally felt her hands on my bare cock after a whole month of foreplay in Japan, arching my head back in pleasure. She then knelt down on the ground and pulled down my pants as she took my cock into her warm and wet mouth. Goddamn, this girl knew how to give a blowjob. Her boyfriend trained her well. She was giving me a nice sloppy blowjob as she jerked off the base of my cock, her lips making that smacking sound with every up-down movement she made. Despite never coming from a blowjob before, I felt that all-too-familiar feeling rising from my balls. It was an intense feeling, and tempted as I was to come down her throat, I did not want to end this day without fucking her pussy. I pulled her up and undressed her with as much restraint as I could muster, not much. I popped her bra off with a snap, something which elicited a tiny moan of pleasure from her, which just made me even hornier if that were possible. The moment I saw her tits, I pushed her against the bed and started sucking on them like that was my last meal on earth. They were surprisingly large and brown and fun to suck as it made her moan out with pleasure. And ladies and gentlemen, these aren't your typical porn star moans. These moans were, as Bob Ross would call it, happy little moans. I've never since heard any girl moan this way, even in amateur films. I later learned that she knew I like it when a girl moans loudly, so she intentionally did not control her volume. Anyway, back to the story. I indulged myself for a little while playing with her tits before I started to finger her pussy, which was absolutely drenched. This naughty little slut made the bed wet with her juices before I even started fucking her. And I had some trouble sticking even two fingers in, you could feel every fold of her pussy. I'd heard before that tiny girls had tight pussies, but damn. I fingered her tight little wet pussy until she moaned loudly as she came hard. She looked at me with her eyes a little glazed over as I started to rub my raw cock against her, brushing up and down her wet slit. I had never fucked a girl raw before, and neither had she been fucked raw before, but that was a night of very bad decisions, alright. I slowly inched my cock into her tight slit, which, because of how wet she was, actually went in pretty easily. And fuck, this girl is tight. The tightest pussy I've ever fucked. It was like the most pleasurable vice grip on your cock that's tight and warm and wet and feels like heaven. I'd like to thank my years of death grip that allowed me to not come in her pussy immediately and becoming just like her boyfriend. We both moaned loudly as I finally bottomed out inside her pussy, and I held myself there for a while to give her some time to get used to my size. We looked into each other's eyes as she gently moaned out, "James, your cock is bigger than my boyfriend's." Damn, this girl knew how to make a guy happy. I still don't know if it's true. I gave her a short while before I started to fuck her like my life depended on it. I thrust it in and out so hard and fast that the bed was squeaking, she was moaning, and it felt so damn good. Despite being on the bottom, she was moving her body in perfect sync with me. Unfortunately, all I could think about was that I had better not come in her before she came a few times as I tried to resist the pleasure of her pink velvet folds. Sadly, that was not to be the case. The pleasure overwhelmed me after I continued that pace for a few minutes and I shouted that I was coming. Fortunately, as I shouted that I was coming, so did she. We came together, and I pushed my cock deep inside her as rope after rope of thick cum erupted deep inside her. After coming together, I collapsed on top of her, exhausted. Fuck. James. I'm not on the pill. So, that's the end of what happened that day. I do not advocate cheating as it's a pretty shitty thing to do to your partner. Break off the relationship before you do anything with another person. I have since learned that lesson.